The Santa Fe School District is one of 31 finalists selected for a Federal Education Department grant worth a portion of $120 million. The Albuquerque Journal reports SFPS is still in the running for a $10 million race to the top grant. Meantime, Albuquerque Public Schools didn't make the final cut for a $25 million grant for which it had applied. School districts and states do not compete against one another for the grant money. The U.S. Department of Education will announce between 5 and 10 winners later this month. The University of New Mexico's Health Extension Rural Offices, known as HEROES, will be reaching out to rural parts of the state, educating locals about health care reform, thanks to funding from the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange. Dr. Arthur Kaufman, UNMH's Vice Chancellor for Community Health, says the outreach effort will target, among many others, young adults at community colleges.
To do this, we've used not only our HEROES, but we're also contracting with New Mexico State University and their cooperative extension program, because they also are in every county. And so we're sharing this this opportunity to help our communities become insured.
A $35,000 grant from the state's health insurance exchange seeks to explain the numerous changes and new insurance options under the Federal Affordable Care Act. The Santa Fe National Forest, along with 10 other national forests in the southwestern region, are hiring. Denise Ottaviano is the spokeswoman for the Santa Fe National Forest.
The best thing to do is visit the USA Jobs website. That would be www.usajobs.gov. That's where people can go to get information about the vacancies and to apply online.
Ottaviano says temporary positions are available in multiple locations across New Mexico and Arizona in specialty areas including fire, range, wildlife, archaeology, fisheries, and recreation. Permanent fire positions are also available, including firefighters, engine operators, dispatchers, and more. When the U.S. Senate last week rejected an amendment to a defense bill that would add a national historical park to commemorate the Manhattan Project, it effectively killed the effort for now anyway. The top-secret Manhattan Project in Los Alamos developed the atomic bomb, helping end World War II. New Mexico Senator Tom Udall expressed disappointment in the proposal's failure, but vowed to keep fighting for passage of the measure. The state is reviving its effort to compile gaps between finite water supplies and the needs of a growing population so it can prioritize state projects and policies to handle those gaps. The Albuquerque Journal reports critics believe the state's top-down approach in its water planning is bypassing the voices of local water users. A similar planning process was launched more than a decade ago, but efforts to compile the project weren't successful. Previously, communities developed their own supply and demand projections. This time around, the state says it'll calculate the numbers for each region. Santa Fe weather, sunny today and a high near 49. It'll be mostly clear tonight, a low about 22. Mostly sunny tomorrow, the high near 51. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR First News.